Hello again, everyone. This is Stu Ellis, welcoming you to another edition of Down on the Farm. Have you seen any weather maps lately? Yeah, the top half of Illinois is brown and the bottom half of Illinois is blue, meaning very wet. The southern half of the state is unusually wet. And I traveled through southern Illinois on Tuesday. Hard to find any fields that have been planted, or even worked, for that matter. It's pretty tough down there. I'm not going to say that the farmers have been boycotting planting, but they just haven't been able to get into the fields. One thing that does look good is the wheat down there. The Illinois Wheat Association was having its annual yield tour and stopped at some wheat management plots near Edwardsville that had been planted by University of Illinois wheat researcher Jessica Rutkowski. And we had a great visit. First wanted to find out just what she was trying to do with those plots, and she said they're all management plots, not seed tests, but management plots. What are the various things you want to manage, and what are you doing to manage those?
So lodging, we know that's a big problem that everybody hates, and we've seen that in the wheat tour the past couple of years. So we're trying to reduce lodging while increasing the yield and also controlling scab. So this experiment is aiming to look at how do those different, you know, treatments, variety, as well as growth regulator, as well as fungicide, how do they interact with each other? Are there some combinations that are more like synergistic, or are there some combinations that are, you know, antagonistic? So, well, at this point, I was really happy to see in the wheat tour today that we do not see a whole lot of scab yet at this point. It is still yet to come, the full symptoms, and if it was a really, really bad year, we would probably already see a little bit more symptoms. We did see some lodging, though, as I said. So I think that we're probably going to see that, you know, in our experiment here, too, and in other locations. And one thing I would like to point out is with this management experiment that we're looking into, so we're looking at growth regulators and fungicide Miravis Ace. And one of the reasons why we wanted to see if there is some kind of interaction is because we know that shorter stature is sometimes associated with greater vulnerability to scab. Okay. And so by looking at this with the different, you know, fungicide with and without the growth regulator, we're going to be able to actually see, is that the case when we reduce height with the growth regulator? Do we actually increase the scab risk? So we have a couple of different outreach events. So one coming this Friday, May 23rd, is at Riggs Brewery. We have some demo plots of wheat and barley and triticale. And so that is for anybody who's interested in learning more about small grain production, how it's used in Illinois. So any, you know, families are welcome, farmers come, people that are interested in beer come, just it's a big mix of people. And then we've got June 6th, we have a field day that's at the South Farm at Urbana, and that's where we're really getting into the details of our breeding process and how we actually develop new varieties. And we look at things like our scab nursery and our new breeding materials and our yield trials. And so that's, and then we also have a look at the oat breeding program as well. So that's a June 6th. It's like half a day, and then we have a barbecue afterwards. That's included.
Our thanks to Jessica Rutkowski for the visit there. And if you're interested in either one of those sessions coming up, the one on Friday evening is going to be at the Riggs Brewery. And it's at 1901 South High Cross Road in Urbana, over on the east side of Urbana, 1901 South High Cross Road. It all begins at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, a tour of some small grains plots, and along with Jessica Rutkowski, and she's going to tell you all about them. And if you are a wheat producer, you're certainly invited, along with anyone who wants to visit. And if you want a little bit more in-depth session, the Illinois Extension Small Grains Field Day is going to be on June 6th, begins at 8:30 that morning. It's going to be down on the south end of campus at the Agronomy Seed House. Officially, the address is 1418 Hazelwood Drive, Urbana. But just where the South Farms kind of start, a lot of crops are out to the south, and you'll find the seed house down there, kind of down south behind the golf putting green and the golf course. There on the south end of Urbana and to the west of Lincoln Avenue. But that'll be on June 6th. It'll go from 8:30 in the morning until noon, ending up with a barbecue lunch, and that's the Small Grains Field Day. And you can ask Jessica all about the research that she's doing. And for soybean producers, some really good news. Farmers are going to soon have access to some new high-yielding soybean lines with enhanced resistance to soybean cyst nematode. And if SCN has been a problem with your yields, well, this may be an opportunity for turning that around, because two promising SCN-resistant varieties from ongoing research are set to move into commercial seed increases for 2025. One variety features Peking-type resistance, while the other includes enhanced resistance on PI88788. And those new lines have potential for both strong SCN protection and higher yields. University of Illinois researchers focused on developing soybean lines with multiple resistance genes known as stacked resistance to offer more durable and long-term protection against soybean cyst nematode. And that is something you certainly want. And that wraps up our time with you today for Down on the Farm. We appreciate you stopping by to visit. This is Stu Ellis. Stay tuned now for Greg Solier and your ag weather forecast on Ileana's Farm Choice, WITY.